You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Supervisor Jane Kim is one of eight candidates in the race for mayor of San Francisco. She's the first Korean-American elected official in the city. Since 2010, she's represented District 6, which includes Civic Center, Downtown, and Mission Bay. She sat down for a conversation with us, and we asked her to first tell us in 1 minute why she should be the city's next mayor.
Over the last decade, I have served our city, starting out on the Board of Education and the Board of Supervisors, and I have negotiated and won more affordable and middle-income housing than any other city legislator, have led the initiative to make San Francisco the only city in the country to make community college free, and have worked to strengthen tenant protections. And I'm running for mayor because I want to continue this work and also address this growing income gap between the rich and the poor and regrow our middle class.
That's San Francisco mayoral candidate Jane Kim. KLW's Ben Trefney continued that conversation for about an hour, and we've chosen part of that to play for you right now.
What do you think would be the best way to address San Francisco's housing affordability crisis?
They're interlinked. But they are also different. There's a housing crisis. There's not enough housing that is being built or exists given the number of jobs that we're creating. And there's separately an affordability crisis, meaning there's not enough housing that people can afford to live in. Now, I always like to talk about bringing a little history into this discussion, which is that there was a time in this country that federal government used to be in the business of building housing, and HUD's budget was larger than the Department of Defense. And between 1940 and 1980, in our heyday, we had more public housing units than people on the wait list. And we used to invest in building housing for working class and middle class communities. And just in San Francisco alone, federal government built close to 6,000 units of publicly subsidized working class and middle class housing. In 1980, President Reagan came into the office under the platform of smaller government, that government should do less and that the market should do more. And he passed then the most sweeping tax cuts on the richest individuals and corporations. And part of how he funded that is by slashing HUD's budget. Now, HUD's budget was slashed by 50%, not just by Reagan, Bush, and a Democratic president, Clinton. And he said the market should take care of housing, the poor, and the working class. 40 years later, we are dealing with the consequences of this policy decision. And in the 1980s, homelessness emerged as an urban crisis in cities throughout the country. And there's a great graph online that you can look at, HUD's budget going down and homelessness in numbers growing in cities across the country. So when we say that housing is a solution to homelessness, it absolutely is. And I spent a lot of time negotiating with developers, looking at back of the envelope numbers, and market rate, the market will never house the poor, the working class, and now, frankly, the middle class in San Francisco because it does not pencil out. You must subsidize their rent or home ownership because the cost of construction and land is just so much more than what you can earn from people that are working in middle class here in San Francisco. So we must subsidize housing again. It is a very different type of good than something that you just might buy at a store.
Well, in this presidential administration and this Congress, probably that's not going to happen at the federal level.
That's correct.
So who subsidizes it?
So the city does do its part. And we have certainly stepped up that effort in the last 3 or 4 years, increasing our revenue for affordable housing. 3 years ago, the voters passed a $310 million affordable housing bond, and that certainly helped. This upcoming November, affordable housing providers, Coalition on Homelessness, and other homeless support networks are putting up a $300 million revenue measure, which will be a gross receipts tax on companies that make $50 million or more. And they want to dedicate it towards housing the formerly homeless, mental health services, and other types of affordable housing. That is going to make a tremendous difference here in the city. But we also have to ask the state to step up. 20% of the nation's homeless count is here in the state of California. It is not just a San Francisco issue. And San Francisco will never solve this issue on its own. Not when Marin County refuses to have a 365-day shelter system. Everybody needs to step up, and I really believe that Sacramento should be leading California out of our housing crisis with a statewide plan on how we can build more housing and address homelessness.
Do you agree with Senator Wiener's plan to mandate housing zoning requirements in cities?
I would rather that Sacramento provided more funding to cities to build affordable middle-income housing and have us figure out where to build it and how to build it. I'd also be open to the state setting goals for cities and counties and saying, if you don't meet those goals, you're going to lose state funding in these different pots. Dictating how that gets built, I think, is very heavy-handed and not the way we build in our neighborhoods and our communities.
How would you want to build in San Francisco then, if you want to build more housing?
The way that we've been building in the district that I represent. My district is doing 80% of all of San Francisco's residential and commercial development and over 64% of all of San Francisco's housing. And I'm very proud of the fact that we're also building over 50% of all of San Francisco's affordable housing. I have supported height and density in the district that I represent, but in exchange, because when you confer value onto land, so for example, when I give developers the capacity to build one extra floor or 10 extra floors, I'm basically giving developers money because that's one or 10 extra floors of units that they can now sell on the market or rent on the market. So if I'm going to give you value or money, I want you to share that back with the community by building higher percentages of affordable and middle-income housing.
Now I have a bunch of kind of quick questions.
Okay.
This is the lightning round.
I'll try my best.
Legalized adult use recreational marijuana, good or bad?
Good.
Charter schools versus conventional schools.
That's a hard one to answer.
And you were on the Board of Education.
I support our existing charter schools. We have great charter schools like Gateway and Life Learning Academy on Treasure Island. What I don't support is for-profit management charter schools that have decided that they can make a profit out of education.
The Golden State Warriors coming to San Francisco.
I support it.
Development in Soma and Mission Bay.
I support development as long as we ensure that this development benefits the residents of San Francisco with more parks, public transit, and affordable middle-income housing.
The Central Subway.
I support it.
How mid-Market Street changed during the Lee administration?
I think it's important that we vastly reduced a corridor with the highest commercial vacancy rate as of 2010 and 2011. So I think it's great that we're reusing buildings that had largely been vacant for offices and creating jobs. However, we certainly have a lot more work to do.
What sort?
Well, one is, of course, ensuring that the revenue that's being generated on this corridor is more evenly distributed to all workers and, of course, to the small businesses in the area. And we have to continue to step up our efforts to increase safety on Market Street.
Another question, electric scooters.
They look fun, but they need to be regulated and they need to abide by the same set of rules that everyone else has to.
The San Francisco Chronicle.
That's a very long pause. As you know, I recently responded to a set of questions from the Chronicle. I want it to be a better paper. And actually, the one thing I will say is this. I wish that our newspapers were able to invest in long-form writing. I really miss that here in San Francisco. We have a lot of great short articles, but we need more magazine-style reporting and investigative reporting here in San Francisco.
City College of San Francisco.
Love City College of San Francisco. I'm excited to have been part of the leadership that has now made City College free and that has made San Francisco the only city in the country to have made community college free for all of its residents.
CCSF has really been on quite a roller coaster over the last several years.
It certainly has. But, you know, community college is very important. It is our only lifelong learning institution. I went to Stanford. I went to a great four-year university. But I can't go back to Stanford if I want to take a class to re-up my skills or take a language class. I can, however, go back to community college whenever I want to because it is our only lifelong learning institution.
What do you hate most about San Francisco?
Dirty streets.
What do you love most about San Francisco?
The people and the views.